say. You know, Mother's Day, what an easy day to be a pastor. You go to your old sermon file and you find a sentimental Hallmark type of sermon that you've done in years before. You can't really mess it up. It's an easy day to be a pastor. Mother's Day worship. No, not really at all. Mother's Day, well, maybe it'll be a little cooler. We've been in the dark before, but I have a feeling light's going to come. Well, let me just, I can see fine. Mother's Day is a most difficult Sunday. And I think that's why many churches simply overlook Mother's Day. Many churches today of all types, the pastor will stand and will preach on Leviticus or Amos. Or they will say, and now turn in your Bible to the book of Jude. Mother's Day in 2008, I preached on sin. That was not good. That was not good. Mother's Day, it's difficult because of the huge and varied emotions that surround this day. For many, maybe most, this is a glorious, glorious day. I mean, Mother's Day, you get to pick out a card, not a cheap card. If you buy a card any day, you buy the best card, Hallmark, on, not American, but Hallmark on Mother's Day. And flowers, and perfume, and lunch. I read where the number one thing that moms this year requested is, number one, a nap. Number two is a meal that they don't have to fix or then clean up. And number three is for kids to do their chores. Lunch, hugs, family. This day, a day for many of joy and happiness and precious, precious memories. A glorious day, Mother's Day. And yet for others, it is a most dreaded day. For many, a day of sadness, loneliness, emptiness. For some, a day of hurt and guilt. Sometimes a woman who is not a biological mother, on this day, you feel like half a person. I never forget the words of a dear friend who said, Mark, the best part of Mother's Day is when it's finally over, and I know it's a full year until I hurt like that again. Someone said to me this week, I think Mother's Day is a little bit of all of those, a glorious day and yet maybe a dreaded day that most of us live somewhere in between. And so for the sake of one, do we ignore the other? I don't have a clear and concise answer. That's why you preach on Leviticus or why you just preach on Mother's Day. Glory, glory, isn't it wonderful? And so what I've done for over 10 years is I preach basically the same sermon. And some of you said, well, we knew you were going there. We've heard this before. And it comes from Exodus, the text, chapter 20. Exodus 20, verse 12. Moses wrote, as God spoke, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Yes, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. This actual sentence appears seven different times in Scripture, not only here, but even mentioned in the New Testament. Now remember the context, Exodus 20 or Deuteronomy 5. You remember them, love God. No other gods, love Yahweh, the God, and no idols, none, and don't misuse God's name. Some of the Ten Commandments, remember that this is a day of worship and keep it holy. And then that list of don'ts, don't kill and don't steal and don't commit adultery and don't lie and don't long for what your neighbor has. But right there in the middle, right there in the middle of God's commands to us and to me, to you, right in the middle, it's as if God took a breath. That these are not the words of a prophet of old, not the words of Paul or not the words of Peter. These aren't even Jesus' original words written in red, but these are God's words given to Moses, inscribed on the mountain for the people of God forever. Honor your father and your mother that you may live long, Deuteronomy 5 says, in order that it may go well with you. The Hebrew word honor literally means to make heavy. Honor. To honor is to give special weight to. To honor is to think much about. There is a unique seriousness around the word honor. Honor. Why don't we let that word consume our mind and our heart this day? Church, I believe it is fitting. And I think it's good that, yes, on a Sunday that we pause and honor mothers. Remember Solomon in all of his wisdom in trying to describe a godly woman, a godly mom? He wrote, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman, a mom who fears and loves the Lord is to be praised. Honor her. During the Lenten season, the third words from the cross, I preached on Jesus on Calvary's cross with all of eternity hanging in the balance, looks at his mother and says, behold my mother. Honor her. And I love it that Paul, and when he wrote to his friend Timothy, we've studied this on Wednesday nights this semester, Paul, writing this heartfelt pastoral letter to his friend Timothy, says, Timothy, I am reminded of the sincere faith that first dwelt in your grandmother. And then that faith also dwelt in your mother. And now that faith, Timothy, it lives in you. Power of faith being passed and lived through mothers. And yes, this text, honor your father, honor your mother. Today we honor. We honor those who have that blessed title, that mother. We honor moms, moms here and moms who are not able to be here and moms who have been here. We honor moms and we honor grandmothers as well. I think it's right for us to honor those who have been a mom to someone, maybe a foster mom. Or how about that sister who played the role of a mom, and that aunt who was a mom? We honor those neighborhood moms who was the mom to all the kids in the neighborhood, and that friend who stood in the gap as your mom when maybe mom was no longer there. We honor that teacher who is a mom to a classroom that changes every year. And that coach who is a mother. And we honor those dads who play not only the role of dad, but the role of mom. We honor moms matter. Moms are treasured by God and a gift to our world. What would you say you heard the kids say? What would you say about mom? Watch this video.
When I move out one day, my mom will be very sad.
I feel my mom's love in my heart, like, it's right there. I'm feeling it like right now.
Sometimes I love her, sometimes I don't. When I'm angry, I don't.
My mom is everything to me. She just is this ray of energy and sunlight and positivity.
The thing that I wish I could have done more of is thanking her.
Didn't matter what shape I was in, I could always come home to mom. My mom was basically the glue that held me together.
When I left the Philippines, I knew that my son will be in good hands because I know my mom will take care of him.
My mom is kind of smart, you know, dad's smart. If I would say like 1 to 10, it would be a 5.
Maybe my poor dad got the raw end of the deal, but I do remember my mother saying to him when there was an argument about something I'd done, she said, "You don't want to hurt her spirit." I remember that.
My mom was diagnosed with a really rare disease about 12 hours before she died. So we didn't get a lot of time to talk or to say goodbye, but she did get to say that she loved me, which were her last words. And I cherish that because I've been able to hang on to it.
I'm probably going to say to my mom, "You're a wonderful person. And you're my mentor."
I tie an invisible string to my heart, and she ties the same one to her heart, and it's always attached together.
My mother, she struggled a lot with addiction. Sorry, I'm getting upset. Yeah, it was hard.
You know, you have partners, you have friends, you have kids, but there is nobody else who will ever care about you as much.
My son now always tells me, "I love you, Mama." But for 48 years, I realized I didn't say I love you to my mom.
I can think of 3 words. I forgive you.
You were good, Mom. You did really good.
Thank you. I love you, Mom.
Hey, Chelsea, if moms got paid, how much do you think they should get paid in a year for being a mom?
Maybe $100.
Well, if today wasn't emotional enough, watch a video. So what do you say about this day? I want to conclude with the same thoughts I've said every year. First, if your mother is still living, I want to encourage you to plan a personal visit. Go see your mom as soon as possible. Don't delay. Go ahead and call, or maybe write that letter that you've been meaning to write. Write the letter. For many in our congregation on this day, many of us, our moms are no longer here. And I guess that's why this day becomes so hard for us. And yet, aren't we grateful for memories? Maybe all of our memories aren't precious, or maybe they're not all perfect, or they're not all good, and some of our memories of moms may even be painful, but they're your memories. Don't deny them. Even cling to them and allow God to speak to you through those memories. Is it emotional? Yes, but God made us with emotion. Use it. And finally, to those men and women who are hearing this sermon today, and you've been hanging on this whole service wishing that maybe this was one of those Sundays you shouldn't have come, I want you to know that more and others around you who probably feel the same. For some this morning, you're filled with anger and with hurt. Maybe your mother is living or deceased, but you despise this day. For some, your mother was abusive or absent, harmful or hateful. Or perhaps you're a mom today and you feel so inadequate. And you know your own mistakes and you're filled with guilt. I can't think of a better gift to give yourself today than the gift of forgiveness. That this day can be a day unlike any other Mother's Day, a day when you forgive that mother, or when you forgive yourself. The gift of forgiveness is precious indeed. Remember, forgiveness does not mean you forget. But forgiveness means, though I remember, I choose still to forgive. Regardless of what we do with this day, as we celebrate, as we remember, as we just get through it, we honor her. God was right. Honor your father and honor your mother. Shall we pray? And so, God, we hope we've done that today. We hope, as we've reflected on Scripture and even as we have thought of moms present and moms gone and moms of all different shapes and sizes and different places, that we honor. We honor. And we thank you. We thank you for that mom. Not perfect moms, but moms who've been given that great gift to be called mom. And so this day we honor her. We honor her. Maybe we forgive, and maybe we bless, and maybe we just praise her, but at the end of the day, we honor her. This we do in Christ's name, in whose name we pray. Amen.